All right, an inauguration is never complete without a night of inaugural balls. Both official events were held at the Washington Convention Center. NPR's Allison Aubrey went to check out the scene and meet the guests who were there. Turns out when you get a ticket to a ball with the President of the United States, you just get to Washington. Who needs a hotel?
When Danielle Cantor and her friends snagged tickets to the inaugural ball a few weeks back, they immediately started planning. One would fly in from Chicago, another from Idaho, and they'd all crash on a mattress at her place here in D.C. After months of working long hours as campaign staffers, they were excited to slip on gowns, pop open some bubbly, and celebrate. By 6 p.m. last night, they found themselves in a long line that wrapped around Washington's convention center, just waiting and waiting to get in.
Okay, I'm officially cold.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Once inside, the crowd warmed up quickly. When performer Alicia Keys started to sing a version of Girl on Fire, it became Obama's on Fire.
Obama's on fire.
By this point, the house was packed. It was shoulder to shoulder, and the crowds at the bar paid $9 for a glass of bubbly. A beer was $6. On stage, country music star Brad Paisley talked to the crowd in between songs.
Our democracy is the envy of the world. And tonight, we celebrate by getting drunk in a huge convention center.
By 9 p.m., the Obamas had not yet arrived. But it was, of course, the moment everyone was waiting for. So what did it feel like? Well, there were no waiters in gloves passing canapes. There were just some munchies scattered about. And this certainly was not 1789, when President George Washington was said to have danced the minuet at two cotillions. In fact, it was hard to spot any dancing at all. In the crowd, though, we did spot celebrity performer will.i.am, who'd been taking it all in.
Yeah, that's a different age. This age, we live in hyper-social experience.
Lots of the ballgoers were busy snapping photos of themselves and their friends to post on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Capturing moments so we could share that moment. You know, check this out, girl, I was over here.
The band Fun did its part to amp up the celebratory spirit. When the president and first lady did arrive, their first stop was at the Commander-in-Chief's Ball, held for men and women in uniform. Even troops in Afghanistan were connected to the ball via video link, and the president addressed all of them.
Thank you for volunteering. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for keeping us strong. Thank you for always making us proud.
The Obamas then made their way across the convention center to the other official inaugural ball. When they hit the dance floor, the president in his tux and the first lady in a bold ruby red gown, they danced as Jennifer Hudson performed.
I'm so in love with you.
And Danielle Cantor was thrilled.
Just after working really hard for a long time, it's just amazing to be here in person and see it and just like feel the moment.
But the moment never lasts long. The Obamas departed, and their motorcade arrived back at the South Lawn of the White House just a little after 10 p.m. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
I want to spend